When a British author writes of Cold War spies, murder, and the mysteries of loyalty and betrayal, he's usually compared to Graham Greene or John le Carré, which may sell books, but tends to be a hard act to follow. John Lawton writes such books. His chief character is Scotland Yard detective Frederick Troy, a man who loves cool jazz and his own battered London. When the new Soviet premier Nikita Khrushchev visits London in 1956, Inspector Troy, who speaks Russian, is assigned to his security detail, as much to overhear the premier as to protect him. The Russian leader is restless as he's led on official tour. He turns to Inspector Troy to see real British proletariat life up close. A pub crawl with Nikita Khrushchev is the comic scene at the center of the Cold War plot that will draw in a dead frogman, the Suez War, and several old loves. John Lawton's new book, his first to appear in the United States, is Old Flames. And he joins us from our studios in New York. Mr. Lawton, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here, Scott.
This premise begins, of course, with an actual visit Nikita Khrushchev made to London in 1956, doesn't it?
Yep. He came over with the nominal head of state, Marshal Bulganin, and began a series of tours that took the world by surprise. Stalin, after all, had left Russia only to talk to Roosevelt in secret places. Khrushchev toured like he was Liberace.
And the reports had emanated out of Moscow that he had denounced Joseph Stalin.
Yeah, it had been very heavily leaked, and I think became confirmed not long after Khrushchev had made his visit to Britain. It's a 20th party conference. He held a secret session in which he denounced Stalin. The speech was transcribed and slowly filtered through to the West.
So Nikita Khrushchev was eager to demonstrate that he was, approachable, warm and fuzzy, despite Hungary and all that stuff, that in a way that Stalin wasn't.
I think there's a case for saying he was Gorbachev round one. Given better circumstances and a different context from him, this being the peak of the Cold War, I think he might have achieved a lot more. It's notable that when he had finally backed off from the major confrontation with the West, which was Cuba, he wasn't in power long, and the hardline ousted him. As Russian leaders went, he was a liberal.
What fascinated you about Nikita Khrushchev?
The Khrushchevs and the Kennedys dominated my childhood and early adolescence. There'd never been a Russian leader like Khrushchev. I don't think there'd ever been a leader like Khrushchev. He would bring a peasant brutality to the high subtleties of diplomacy. And the incident that really sticks in the mind is addressing the United Nations probably in the early 60s, and they were paying no attention, so he took off one shoe and he banged on his desk till the world paid him attention. And he defied them all with a peasant phrase. I don't remember the original Russian. It was, "I will show you Kuzma's grandmother," which is pretty well Russian for screw you.
I want you to read a couple sections, if you would, from the scene in which Inspector Troy takes his charge, Premier Khrushchev pub crawling in East London.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can set this up. Inspector Troy takes him to a pub in which he's known.
The Bricklayer's Arms in Hannibal Road, Stepney.
And the clientele there are regular guys?
Regular blue-collar workers and the odd policeman.
Please, let's hear if we could.
Troy found Barnum at a corner table playing cribbage with two other men. He introduced Khrushchev as Uncle Nicky. Barnum looked at Khrushchev from his 6-foot-plus and scrutinised him. "No, he's not," he said. "I know your Uncle Nicky. He's a little bloke with a beard." "Well, this is a little fat bloke without a beard," Troy said. "This is my Uncle Nicky on my mother's side, and he doesn't speak English." "Good evening," said Khrushchev. "Good evening to you all." "Well, that's his limit," Troy said. "A pleasure to meet you," Khrushchev went on. "Mutual," Bonham replied, and moved up the bench to make room for him. He looked at Troy. "Are you quite sure?" he said. Troy sat down opposite Khrushchev. "It's just phrases, that's all. He picks them up like a parrot. Odd thing." "Mind the gap," said Khrushchev, smiling at his own territory. Bonham looked quizzically at Troy. "Are you two having me on?" "Honestly," Troy protested, "it's just phrases." "Sounds pretty damn kosher to me," said Bonham. "I think you'd better get him in, Freddy."
They
Mind
had ridden,
the gap.
We'd ridden the tube over, yeah.
Is what they say at London tube stations where there's a curve, just like they do at Union Square. And
in
he
New
said
York,
it on
yeah.
the subway.
Yeah. I've been telling people when the comparison is made with Graham Greene and John le Carré, they want to know not only do you measure up to that high standard, but in what ways you might be different. And I answer, you're funnier than either of those guys.
Thank you. I'm also doing something Graham Greene might do, but I don't think John le Carré would. I'm writing anti-espionage fiction. I may be the only person working in that genre, but that's what I'm doing. The spooks are not going to be, and they never will be, the heroes in my work.
Mr. Lawton, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
John Lawton. His new book, published by the Atlantic Monthly Press, is Old Flames.